Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
And it's a wonderfully clear day in New York City. Today we have a very special guest, a personal favorite of mine, a very knowledgeable industry individual known as Sue Henderson. Sue has worked at least since 1976 on television and film, including all the major soaps filmed in New York. Supporting and principal roles that being credits include The Bell Jar, King of Comedy, The Scout, and Ransom, as well as a recurring role on As the World Turns. Sue has also started a very interesting business to help fellow actors. She's president of Henderson Enterprises, New York City, a company providing actor support services since 1983. As a consultant, publisher, and working actor, she has helped hundreds to get work by getting them started and focus on the business side of acting. She's also the author of Secrets of Successful Actors, and she has a DVD out that helps actors too. But let's just get right on to it and see if we have Sue online. Here we go. Sue Henderson, are you on?
Yes, I am. Hello, Nancy.
Hello.
How are you today?
Very good. The chat room is already abuzz. We have Talking Progressive in all the way from Greece is listening, from the island of Crete. And people will be popping in and out of the chat room, I'm sure, as well. Sue Henderson, you've had a very, very professional career. And I would like to say that in this, you have always been working. You've always been working. Let's go back a little bit, okay, Sue? Let's
sure,
go back
absolutely.
To this acting bug thing you got. When was that?
From early on.
From early on. When did you know that that's what you wanted to do? I want to be an actor.
I decided when my mother just loved watching the soap operas, and I thought she'd be very proud if I went and tried to do some acting. So that's really when I first got it.
So you were hooked on the soap operas at first.
Yes, the soap opera side when
so
I first started.
So you saw the soap operas, did you in your mind think, I can do that, I can speak slowly and turn into the camera?
Exactly. I thought I could definitely do that. And I thought I could do that, and I also thought I could do fashion modeling. So I decided to come down to New York and try to pursue this.
And where did you come from, Sue?
Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts, a little
and
town
outside.
And this
is what
outside.
A good actress she is. There is no Boston accent.
That's right. The town I grew up in was Raynham, Massachusetts. It's about 35 miles outside of Boston.
Oh, Phil, and, Phil, there's a lot to be said for that. Now, you've probably seen Sue for years because you had a reoccurring role in As the World Turns.
Yes, that's right. For many years, and of course the show is off the air now, much to my sadness. It was a great show with wonderful people.
Oh,
and
it was a great environment to work
there.
In, yes, a great environment. In The Bell Jar, you played?
I did a nurse part on The Bell Jar, but I also stood in for the principal for the length of the film.
Wow, interesting.
So that,
and the King of Comedy, you were? The King of Comedy?
An adoring fan of Jerry Lewis, and that was just a lot of fun.
Oh,
as a comedian,
sure.
I'm sure you can imagine what it was like around
him. Oh, yes, and he's a fellow friar as well. The Scout? Tell me about The Scout.
I played a baseball player's wife, and of course that was the easiest thing I've ever done. Baseball
playing a wife, okay, big stretch. And Ransom. How about Ransom?
Yes, I was in a scene with Mel Gibson, and I was a bank person that he came to get the money for the ransom to pay.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
So you see,
that's what I did.
Case. Now, I'm just telling you some of the roles Sue has played. The most important thing about Miss Henderson is that she has been continually a working actress over the years. Now, for all the people that you might know and you go, oh, that, like you would say to Sue, she looks so familiar. Where do I know from? But the point is, they are working. About, I think it's, the statistics are, Sue, about 3% of actors really work,
are considered
all the time.
Working
yes.
all the time. You are luckily in that 3% because you are working all the time. And then you came up with a concept to help your fellow actors, which I have been. Any students I've taught any kind of acting to, I have said you've got to get these labels and you've got to get her the casting directory. It is like a Bible. Sue, how did you come upon this?
Well, I was on a set one night. It was a Senka commercial, and there were 75 of us locked up in a room for a good number of hours with very little to do. So we started to make what we called an end list of people. You know, we put down agents and casting directors that everyone was working for, you know, for, and get the addresses. We just put information together. And it was 75 odd actors that were working together for this commercial. And we made a list out of it. And I said to everybody, well, I'll send it to you. I'll email it to you. And I said, wouldn't it be nice if we could, you know, put it on labels so that the actors could use it to mail? And I thought, okay, I'll do that. And, of course, there were a few actors that gave me their name and address and everything. And there were some that didn't. But nonetheless, we put the list together, and I sent them a copy. Next thing you know, everybody, it was a buzz. You know, everybody said, the in list, how do we get the in list? You know, I was getting all kinds of calls. And I kept saying, okay, I'll send it. Then I said, I'll stop this. I'm going to charge everybody $10. That'll never work. So I put a price tag on it, and then more people wanted it. So that's how the first list came about. It's called the Monthly Mailer. And
let me explain to those of you, as opposed to, as an actor, you come to New York and you go, oh, how am I going to get work, which we're going to get up to Sue's book. We'll help you with that, too. But how am I going to get work? And, well, you have to let them know about you. So they have to get your picture. So how are you going to get a picture? You have to mail your picture. But who do you focus on? Who do you target? What Ms. Henderson has done has, and she keeps these, if you have any children or people in acting, she keeps these labels up to date. They're not old when you go to buy them like some other ones. These are up to date. If someone is no longer at an agency, they're gone. And she has got a label for every category. She's got a mini labeler, which I'm going to use tonight. I've got background work. And the label's already made for you to mail out. And it saves you so much time. And it's not expensive at all. Then she has, which I think is a must-have for any actor, the casting director's guide, which tells everybody who works in the office, the TV shows, the phone numbers, not that you should call them, the emails, not that you should email them unless they say to, but it gives you all the information. So when you walk into a casting director's office, you know who the people are. You're on a more familiar ground, and this is such a great aid to actors. Now, also, already, there's questions already in the chat room, Sue. My daughter studied theater, but she doesn't like the idea of kissing strangers for shows, so she's thinking of going into public relations. What do you think, Sue? I've never had to kiss somebody once. That's it. That's all I've ever had to kiss anybody.
Exactly. I've never been too lucky with that, you know. I got a little close to George Clooney once, and that wasn't bad. But you really don't have to kiss people, I would say. That's definitely not something to worry about.
It's not something to worry about. And if your daughter did have to kiss somebody, let's hope it's for film and she's making so much money it won't matter. So,
that's right.
Talking Progressive says, I think Sue is the saint of actors. Oh, hi, Sue. This is all the way from Greece.
Oh, my.
The saint of actors. Now, Mansis says, hi, I'm Sue's niece in Georgia, and I'm just tuning in. Your niece is listening.
Well,
shout out to you.
Nice. Hi, Mary Frances.
There you go, Mansis. Okay.
That's my niece.
And so what Sue did then, what makes this so great, Sue took this information now. She created these labels. She put them in categories. And please, could you list the categories?
Sure. We have small, medium, and large. Yep, that would be major, monthly, and mini. So we have those three.
And the categories are agents and go ahead.
Yep, the next thing would be, you know, those would be the casting directors that I just mentioned to you. We have one for extra work. And then we have agents for commercials and new talent. Then we have a group for film and TV. a little bit more advanced, I would say, and the theatrical ones for, and you don't have to be in a union to mail to these people. We also have them for children and models for commercial print. Then I have some for outside of New York, Los Angeles, Florida, Atlanta, Chicago, and Boston. And now there's beginning to be some interest in Detroit and Dallas, and I'm thinking about making some of those available.
And this is great, yeah. Because for me, it's just been just a saving thing. I don't know who to – I don't want to mail to everybody in the office. I don't want to mail, but Sue makes it so simple to contact. And, Sue, the difference between an agent and a casting director, please explain.
All right. An agent is one that would send you out on jobs that the casting directors would have. And so the agent is somebody that you need – so that you'll be submitted on appropriate work for you. So you've really got to get an agent before you can go too far.
But you and can, with your mailing, you could directly mail to a casting director. Because I have used your mailings to casting directors directly, and they have called
me
in without an agent.
A lot of the casting directors will do that. And times are crazy these days with the internet and all of that, but I've just spoken to all the agents this last month, and they said they're overwhelmed with emails and pleas to the actors, do not email unless we request it, and they still want the hard copy. They told me that some days they get in excess of 800 actors emailing their picture and resume wanting work and wanting a representation. And from all over the country, too. I mean, not just New York area. And they're just overwhelming.
And there's nothing like a hard copy. And a hard copy means an 8x10. And what you're going to do with that 8x10 that makes it great for them, when they're mixing and matching and casting, they can throw all those photos on a table and go, well, this person goes with this person. It's easier than trying to do it on a computer. Now, because it's a half-hour show and I want to get to everything, Sue,
sure.
With that in mind, it wasn't enough that she's helping actors here. Miss Henderson came up with another brilliant idea, which was to write a book called Secrets of Successful Actors, Tips for Getting Acting Jobs. This is I just read it. I just reviewed it. It's fantastic. If you have anyone, Vicki, this is definitely a book you can get on Amazon for your daughter, but it breaks it down for you, the do's and don'ts.
It's
from
something that anyone in any business could actually use. It's something like it goes through the interview stages and whatnot of any interview and how to be prepared and how to
Correct.
Look your best.
I would say even for let me go, what page is this? I don't have the page, but I have the section. It's interviews and auditions. Everything in interviews and auditions you would use if you were applying for a corporate job. It's the
same kind of job. I guess that's why they call it an evergreen book, that it's always going to be useful to everyone.
Yes. And you also do public speaking as well and corporate events?
I do. I basically talk about the business of acting, which is, you know, what I love and what I know most about, the good and the bad. And I know I go through it very honestly, and I think people trust me a lot. That's why I guess they refer to me as a working actor's friend.
You're a working actor with practical experience.
Exactly.
You've been doing
and I don't have any reason to tell them anything but the way it really is.
And in conjunction
I think they
with
trust
this,
me for that.
Yeah, they do trust you. In conjunction with this, Sue, you also hold workshops for actors. So if someone can
call you.
If they go to your website, which one would you recommend first to go to for if they wanted to hire you for an acting workshop?
Well, they could go to newnyactingagents.com, or they could go to hendersonenterprises.com. That's hendersonenterprises.com.
And that's listed up on this homepage if anyone needs it. All the information is listed there. But, okay, this is great because this book is fantastic, the information. Vicki in Greece is going to absolutely get your book. That's terrific.
I'm thrilled.
And everything is in here, tools for acting. How do you act as your own business manager? What do agents do? Everything is in here. It's an easy read. It's an easy guidebook. It's great for classes, but as well as for corporate training as well.
I forgot to tell you, of course, we have a personal manager directory and labels for that and voiceover and literary agents. I knew I was leaving off a few of them here just
traveling them up. But if you go to www.hendersonenterprises.com, you can get all that information as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You can even hear 5 minutes of the video for
Tell us the name of the video if they want to get the video.
That is all on the website, and it's
the
only
video. The name of the video is?
I got you.
I know, and you know what? I had the name of the video right here in my notes, and I just thought
yes,
it was my notes.
Do.
I think it's the working actor, or it's on the webpage. I'm so sorry with that. How bad of me. I had it here too,
no.
Sue. I get so excited when you're on my show.
Well, thank you very much. I've been out in New York for 2 days here. I've been down in Florida, and we're going to speak to colleges and people like that to teach them the business before they actually come to New York. And
I wish
work.
I had had that, Sue, when I was going to college. I did not know what I was getting into when I got up here. Sue, and in the lines of that teaching about the business of show business, you're also a career coach. Is that correct?
Yes. I spend a lot of time, most of my time nowadays, doing that.
Well, would you say you're a career consultant, not a coach? Because
Yes, it's a consultant. You know, I go over pictures and resumes and postcards, and we talk about your type, and I talk about envelopes and pictures and cover letters and resumes and training. I prefer teachers and coaches for people for whatever they need.
As a consultant, say I was a mom, right? And my
son
or daughter was thinking of going into acting. Would you do it privately?
Yes.
Did they hire you privately?
I do mostly private. That's my favorite way of doing it, is private one-on-one with the parents and the child. And I think it's very important, especially because parents are scammed so badly out there. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yes. That's another thing. Beware of anyone in the business, if they're asking you for lots and lots of money. Your daughter's so talented, for $2,000, we can handle her career. That's not how it works.
Nope, not if they're talking about more than $200, it's almost too much.
Yes.
So, I love to get people before they've actually signed up for all these different things and got themselves scammed. It's really easy, and they meet these people at the mall. Oh, it's just...
I think your daughter should be an actress. I mean, it's a scam. It's one of the things about it is a scam. And Vicki and Grisa, this would be a good person for you to talk to about. You were talking about the unions. You wanted to do an episode once. You might want to have Sue on your show for that, because this is a working actress. Sue, is there anything you'd like to add to this? I have more questions.
Well, I could tell you the rest of the consultation format. You know,
mm-hmm.
we talk about casting directors and agents and how to meet the ones you need to meet. That's very important for the actors to know who they're meeting and why they're meeting them. And the unions, we discuss unions and demo clips and tapes and DVDs and the finances of the business. And I get right down to the essentials for everybody and what they personally need to do. And I do some free networks from time to time at Actors Connection and the reproductions and the network. Those are the ones that I do for free in New York. But then I do personal ones one-on-one. And, of course, that's much better for the actor because they get all my attention. You can't tell everybody everything in one little session like that. But for all the details on everything we have, if you go to our website at www.hendersonenterprises.com.
You have a fan on the line, Betty Jo Tucker. Hi, Betty Jo. There's another radio show. She does a film talk, a real talk. Oh, Betty Jo, I got it wrong. I'm sorry. We're spacey today. Type in your site, Betty Jo, for me so I can tell everybody. Betty Jo interviews a lot of celebrities on her show in the film industry. She's a big fan and has written books herself.
Wonderful.
She says, Sue sounds great.
Hi, Betty Jo. How are you?
And, yes, the Movie Attic Headquarters is her radio show. And, again, Talking Progressive, also a great show. They're listening now. You can tune into them, too. Movie Attic Headquarters. Yes, Betty Jo, I just remembered it in my last moment. We're having a great show here. We have 10 minutes left. We can still talk about more. There is a DVD available if you go to the site. So you're too lazy to read this easy-to-read book, you can go to the site. And how does that differ from your book, the DVD?
The DVD is done by Stanley Livingston of My Three Sons.
Oh!
And he has 100 casting directors and agents from the West Coast that put this together. It's 8 hours of training about the business for adults and 5 hours for children. And he has all those child actors, Melissa Gilbert and Henry Winkler and people like that, Ron Howard, that helped him to put these DVDs together. And it's The Actor's Journey. That's actually the name of the video.
Yes, there you go, The Actor's Journey, the DVD. Is this available as well as the book on Amazon?
I don't know if it's available on Amazon, but it's available on our website.
It's available on your website. Yes, I did find the book on Amazon, but on the website you can go directly and save yourself a little bit of money and go directly by ordering it directly from Sue. The labels you know what I like about the labels, Sue? I give them as birthday gifts to my poor working actors, friends, because they go,
nice.
Great.
I'd love to have you as a friend. That's very sweet.
But they go, yes, labels, I need these, because people don't think to get them for themselves. And tonight I've got some background work on SNL, so I'm going to bring all my labels that I just got with me, and I'm going to do a mailing while I sit there waiting for rehearsal. And
we got, I was always bringing them to the set. And everybody was interested. What are they? Can we get some? That's how it all started out.
That you were bringing.
And,
so it's not enough just to be an actor, right? You started a whole industry.
Exactly, I did. And it's been really, really fun most of the time. I hate that the bookstores are closing in New York, like Barnes & Noble, Lincoln Center. I think that's going to be a big loss. They say people are reading books online and all of that, and the book business hasn't been that good.
And I say, wait till your batteries die, then you'll be sorry.
Yes. I know that I still like to have a book in my hand and read it, and I get so much more out of that.
And you can
even
get sand in a book. You can
especially
get sand when
beach.
You're on the beach and reading that book. You can get sand in it. So that's always a good thing to do, too. And Betty Jo has interviewed so many celebrities. Betty Jo, do you have any questions? I see you're in the chat rooms. Oh, she says, actors need all the support they can get, Sue, so keep up your good work. Aww.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I love it. And the difference, I would say, between me and other people is I allow the actors to call me. Once I've done a consultation with them, I talk to them on the phone. They ask questions as they go along. And I don't think you can put any price on that. You know, everything comes up to them. You know, should I sign with this agent? Should I take this class? Should I? And at least, I'm able to give them an educated answer.
And you need that. You're like the fairy godmother of acting.
Exactly. That's basically the way it is, because you can't ask agents that, and you can't ask managers. They're all too busy with their own
stuff. If you have an agent and a manager, goodbye to 25% of everything you're making, because one's taking 10, one's taking 15 to 20. And you cover that, don't you?
Yes.
I remember you cover that in the book.
We do. It's in the book.
And that's what makes it so important. If you have any kids who are even thinking about acting, this is the business of show, as I call it.
Exactly.
You want to
know.
And
it's a very, very important part. It's very important to have training, because once you get the business part, you jump right in and, you want to be ready.
And these kids don't know that when you come to New York, you just don't get on TV. You have to be in a union. You get one job, one chance, and you better have saved that money to buy the union card because it's very expensive.
Exactly. And, you know, at first they don't have to join the union. They can work non-union to build up their resume until they're ready. And, you know, that helps an actor get more work once they are in the unions by building up their resume in the time that they're not in the unions.
Oh, yes. It's Betty Jo likes that you're the fairy godmother of actors.
She likes that. To do it. And I feel so bad because so many people are so abrupt with the actors, and they're so sensitive that, you know, the people.
Well, you talk about that too, about it not being about you. It's not about you. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with they gave the job to a friend, you know. It is nothing. You're right for it, you're not right for it, but you should know
it's too tall, you're too short, you look like my ex-wife, all of this into play.
I once didn't get a job because I wrote for a television show that the casting director used to date the writer. And so she didn't hire me. I was like, why am I paying for him? I didn't even like him. So it's all those kind of things. Let me just say your website again. We've got 4 minutes now. It's www.hendersonenterprises.com. And that's, if they just even go there, they can get everything, right? The labels, the
book. They can get everything from the site. And then also New York, NY, Acting Agents. .com is also a site, and it's under A, so it comes up faster for people.
Anybody, if you're thinking of getting into acting, Secrets of the Successful Actors, Tips for Getting Acting Jobs by Sue Henderson Porter, this is a book. It's on the site there at www.hendersonenterprises.com. You just go there. You can get that book. Oh, yes, it's so hard to get a job for an actor. Yes. Progressive Radio, Talking Progressive. It is very hard. You're lucky to get work. That's why you need to know it's a business. It's not just about getting up there. I'll give you my favorite quote with Stanislavski, who said, love the art in yourself, not yourself in the art. You have to appreciate that this is a business, and The Secrets of Successful Actors is a great book to start with. Then if they're really serious, if they made it up here, You get them the DVD, make sure they watch that DVD, then buy them the labels as a present, and they can be on their way to getting their photo in the right hands. And it even tells you about photos, what kind of photos you need in this book. It's a really great guide for anybody thinking of becoming an actor, or even if you want to just, I need to do better interviews for jobs, get this book. It has great segments in it. Sue, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, sometimes you don't really know what it is that you want to do when you enter the field. And like I came down from Boston thinking I was going to become a fashion model and work in soaps. Well, when I went for my first interview, I was told I was too old and too short and almost like got the door slammed in my face. But I was lucky. Wilhelmina herself came out of the office and she says, you look like you're going to faint. You know, what's wrong? And I said, pointing to the clerk at the desk, I said, she said that I can't be a fashion model because I'm too old and too short, nearly in tears. And she took me into her office and gave me a consultation. And that got me straightened out on the business side. And I wasn't 14 and 5'10", so that's why I couldn't be a fashion model. It wasn't that I wasn't pretty enough. All of these things were going through my mind.
What a nice story about Wilhelmina, that she took the time for that. That's very nice.
She took the time, and I said, when I get a little older here and the acting gigs start to slow down, that's what I'm going to do.
All right.
And
we've got
doing it ever since.
90 seconds before the end of the show. This has been a great episode, everyone. Thank you for tuning in, my fans out there, and my fellow shows, Progressive Radio out there, and Betty Jo Tucker, of course. You know I love you, Betty. And Mance's, the niece there, okay. Real Talk Radio, it's a great show. You can listen to archive. This show will be archived itself. For more information on Sue Henderson, who's currently, if you're in the Palm Beach area or the Florida area, she's available for consultations and for speaking engagements. You can go to www.hendersonenterprises.com. And it's up there. Sue, Betty Jo says, you are lovely, knowledgeable guest. Progressive says, Sue, you are great. Thanks for a fun show. Thank you, Sue and Nancy. And all right, Sue Henderson.
Thank you so much.
Secrets of Successful Actors. Tips
it's been
for
a great
getting acting job.
Talking with you today.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for tuning in. And everyone, as usual, thank you for being on Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. We love you. Big kiss. Bye-bye. Great, Sue. Great. I'm getting that book. Secrets of Successful Actors. Terrific book. I love it. Fantastic. www.hendersonenterprises.com in my last 3 seconds. Thank you, Sue, and big kiss. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.